T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One is a football guy obsessed with the Pats and their QB.
Brady can play till he's 50. Changed my mind.
The other, a basketball guy who truly bleeds green.
But goddamn, the one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
Together, they make for a perfectly imperfect pair of Boston sports superfans.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's the Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'm Mike, so don't say anything. I just want to say hi.
From the very first moment, I did it my way.
I really like this kid. He's never going to be a starter. He's going to be Jason Garrett.
How calm he was, just the way that he actually did it. I mean, I was right, you know, up close and personal.
Being Nick Stevens and Fitzy is a complicated matter.
I'm not with him when he basically calls Mike Fiers a rat.
Chase Utley was a thief.
In a big game, I take Eli over Brady.
Ultimately, I choose to believe that my teammates and the fans learn to appreciate that.
I don't believe the New England Patriots.
What I am saying is this.
Nothing and everything. I'm nothing. She's everything. Good afternoon to everyone. I love a hard kill on the music. Don't fade it out, man. Don't.
That was nice.
They, you know, it's just a nice
just
hard
some
cut.
Powdered sugar.
Yeah.
On
don't
that.
You know?
Sweet.
Don't fade it out. Don't ease him into the show. Rip that bandage off, Drew. Drew Johnson on the other side of the glass.
We're in it now, baby.
Just we are in the end game now. We have analyzed all 14,128,397 simulations and permutations, and we are in the end game. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to New England and everyone within the sound of our voices all across the WEEI Sports Network. This is the Oddballs with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Patrick Gilroy, except today it'll be Courtney Fallon playing the role of Patrick Gilroy. You can call me Nick Stevens. You can call me Fitzy. Just don't call me late for supper, a bad tipper, or a Jets fan.
Wow.
Quiet.
How long did it take you to do that one?
I came up with it on the fly.
Okay.
How'd you like that one, Andy Hat? Was I out in the hallway working in my little joke book? Ken Laird, you son of a bitch. I'm contractually required to say Ken Laird, you son of a bitch, at least once every shift, whether or not I'm working with Ken. Please do give us a call on our hotline at 617-779-7937. Of course, you can also check in on the text line at 73793. It's 37937, right? Is this Earth? Just checking.
I'm following your lead,
okay,
man.
Yes. 37937. Hey, our first text of the day right here from the 978. Fallon, are you a liberal hack like Fitzy?
I...
registered independent, but all right, just because I care about my fellow humans. Exactly. Let's get into it. Hey, listen, answer the question.
No.
Sanders, I want to know, are you a liberal hack like Fitzy? That's exactly, I'll have you know, I'm leading in Iowa. I am leading in Iowa. I have my breakfast at Barney Greengrass, and I'm from the great state of Vermont.
Barney Greengrass, wow. You want to talk about Sturgeon?
99% of the wealth in this country is owned by 1% of the people.
Is that Bernie?
Yeah, just a little Bernie Sanders for you.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot on the table today, everybody. Going to be a lot on the table today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk a little Hall of Fame. We're going to do the latest on Brady Watch, maybe check in on the Celtics. Who am I kidding, actually? Today's show is going to be a three-hour primer to get you ready for the Pro Bowl tomorrow. You ready, Courtney? Huh?
You know what? I loved the picture that Teddy Bruschi posted on his Instagram. And it was like one of the old school.
Was it vintage Brewski?
Yeah, it was vintage.
When he was just like
vintage.
He was just like a
2001
Hawaiian Brewski. Dream. Yeah,
yeah.
He was just,
oh yeah, with the hair flowing and
he
everything.
He had great hair.
Oh,
he had
yeah.
great hair.
Just going full tilt, full time. That's what Teddy Brewski does. 54. Yeah, 54.
That's right. Because Boomtower has carried on the tradition
of
54.
Yeah,
no, just the same way that Gilmore makes 24 look great. We just forget about Will Hite and Cyrus Jones. Yeah, but, of course, we call back to Ty Law. Yeah, exactly.
Of course. I loved it. He said, this is, you know, throwback to the times when we went to the Pro Bowl after we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, The Pro Bowl.
That's what
to
we're
me,
really going to do. We're going to do 3 hours on should the Pro Bowl be after the Super Bowl.
Listen, the people that want to watch the Pro Bowl are the ones that just are the football fanatics and really the gambling addicts. You want the over under.
Can you gamble on the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. That's what Mutt was telling me last night. He was like, listen.
Well, Mutt'll gamble on the wind and two cockroaches racing across the kitchen.
You should have heard Mutt last night telling me what I should be doing in Miami. He's like, this is what I want you to do.
Are you a gambling mule being sent to my...
Listen, I have been a gambling mule for some of my guy friends for a while. And it's, I mean, and it goes back to my days when I was a reporter for NFL Network. I mean, the times that you are a reporter and you have to report on whether a player is active or not, it matters. Okay. The Pro Bowl? Don't give me a break. Are we going to see every wide receiver in the Pro Bowl possibly throw a touchdown because the NFL has gotten so offensive minded and so gimmicky that that's what we want to see on Sundays? We want to see a lot.
Everyone kept getting hurt and nobody wanted to go anymore. And so then they have tried every little bright, shiny object over here, distractionary trick or reinvention or reconfiguration just to get people to watch. When it was perfectly fine, when it was the week after football, and they could just sort of go and lazily play their way through, and occasionally Tony Gonzalez would get yelled at by Bill Belichick and make for a funny soundbite. Mm-hmm. But all I wanted to see was my stars looking beautiful in those fun little alternate uniforms after the Super Bowl. And if you were seriously hurt or you were seriously butt hurt because you lost an epic Super Bowl, then maybe you don't show up. But by and large, it just should have been a victory lap for everyone. Now it's turning into this nonsense parade where yesterday Russell Wilson is he's basically playing like the punch out game on The Price is Right, trying to throw balls past Stephon Gilmore for prizes.
I'm fine with that.
Don't get me wrong.
Watching Mitch Trubisky try to throw lob pass over a piece of glass. And he can't do it.
That was great. You could, Courtney, right now,
every single
the highest rated show Bears on the NFL Network, let alone maybe ESPN or ABC, would probably be called Watch Mitch Trubisky Fail. I would DVR that show and I would watch it regularly. That would be the highest rated sitcom.
I still have connects in that building if you need me to throw a pitch.
I grew up loving shows like Battle of the Network Stars and any sort of something where you got to see sort of celebrities, your football stars, doing things either out of context or just having fun with each other. You know, like watch tonight as Roger Stallworth battles Lynn Swan in a kayak competition. Plus, Terry Bradshaw wrestles a bear on Battle of the Network Stars. That was fun. I don't mind them doing the Pro Bowl skills competition, but it just feels like they're trying to shoehorn or stuff too much like wacky celebrity skills laden fun into Pro Bowl weekend. If we'll watch it if we want to, go back to afterwards. Go back to do it later in the season. But now they can't because you want to know why?
They moved Grammy weekend up. It used to be last year was a week after the Super Bowl.
NFL has lost all of the real estate, both in your heart and in your mind, because after the Super Bowl, that's right, it's time for the XFL.
This is the XFL!
I'm afraid that the XFL isn't going to be as awesome as it used to be.
Well, it's really up to Vince McMahon. How much are they going to actually learn from the mistakes of the Alliance Football League and not forget to pay their players in their middle of the season and say, hey, guys, guess what? Like, you guys want to, like, hitch a ride home? Because we don't have any money to send you back.
You're talking to a guy who knows what failure at AAF is all about. See, because I got fired from working up there as a radio station. I know. The AAF was a colossal.
You didn't get fired. It's just for a better time.
It was a colossal disaster, the AAF. It was like that scene in the Blues Brothers where they're supposed to write a check when they were playing the good old boys, and Elwood is like, I get the, I keep the checkbook in the car. My brother keeps it there. I'd like to write out the check on the dashboard, and then they pull out and run away. That's your first 40-year-old movie reference, like a decade too early.
It's
40 years old, but that's okay. You can just watch me for changes and try and keep up.
For sure.
We are going to take your calls all day long, 617-779-7937. We will talk to you about anything and everything you care about in the great state of affairs in terms of Boston, New England, and sports in general. And I see We actually have several people. I don't mind. How do you feel about taking calls that were on hold for a previous show that held on hoping they could actually be a part of our show?
No. I mean, listen, I think Doug and Peabody talking about Eli Manning to Manning out of San Diego is just...
That's the first thing I wanted to talk about today.
I think he's going to add valuable information to the show and we'll get us off on a good start.
Hey, listen, this is their show as much as it is our show. So let's welcome to the program on line one. Here we go. Here he comes. Let's talk to Doug in Peabody. I have no idea how to take these calls. Drew, why don't you put Doug in? There he is. Doug in Peabody. Welcome to the Oddballs with Fitzy and Fallon. How are we, pal?
What's up?
Oh, very good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Never been better.
My question is just a quick one. I heard on the last show they were talking about Manning, debating whether he should be in the Hall of Fame. I know he went 2-0 against the Pats, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
but
this is news to me.
Doug. But, I mean, being like a 117 and 117 quarterback, I know that all will work against it. But when they're voting, will they ever look at the fact that in 2004 he refused to be drafted by the Chargers and they instead they forced him to trade for Phillip Rivers back then? And we know how many Super Bowls Phillip Rivers has won. Will that be detrimental in the voting
and the consideration process?
I don't believe so. Yeah. I think, in my opinion, it's more or less water under the bridge. We're talking about a guy that has more touchdowns than Joe Montana and John Elway. More passing yards than Montana and Elway. Won 2 Super Bowls over Brady. Beloved face of the New York Giants. I mean, I know I'm in the majority here
that think he should be in the Hall
people,
of Fame?
No, I mean the majority. Listen, I get it. I didn't want to watch Eli
Doug,
Manning.
Doug, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Eli Manning take down Tom Brady. And, I mean, really, 2 last-second devastating, last-breath helmet, football to the helmet drives. And, I mean, it was... They robbed.
What
they
a
robbed
breath
the,
of fresh air.
They
Tell me
robbed,
more.
They robbed the Patriots. Our my beloved Patriots. Your beloved Patriots. It's tough. But I mean, listen. His last name is Manning. It's Archie Manning's son. It's Peyton Manning's brother. That legacy will go on for years and years. It really doesn't. People aren't even gonna remember the time that he was a brat and demanded his way out of San Diego. I mean, like. That's how the chips falls. And listen, like he had a lot of longevity, 16 years in the league and a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. In my estimation, I don't see how he doesn't get in.
All right. I enjoyed your dissertation. And I wanted you to put all that out there because that was mostly...
I'm being neutral. If I had my choice, I wouldn't want him to be in this, because of he beat Tom Brady on 2 Super Bowls. But I don't like, I don't... You have to just look at the facts here. You have to be knowledgeable on everything and just kind of view the landscape. All right,
okay.
Go on
now,
your
okay.
Fitzy, on your GFY.
All right, hold on. No. It's not even. I'm not even going to be salty in terms of being the super fan. First, Doug, I wanted to also point out that forcing your way out of a place you didn't want to play and ending up somewhere else will not keep you out of the Hall of Fame because those of us, the old man bones over here, the one who made the Blues Brothers reference earlier. We'll remember that in 1983, John Elway pitched a fit on draft day and did not want to be drafted by the Indianapolis Colts and forced a trade to the Denver Broncos, which he went on to and played for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
Also won 2 Super Bowls. And in my
mind... This one's for John.
That's right. The helicopter spin.
Pat Summerall.
So John Elway forced a trade, played for a decade and a half, won 2 Super Bowls. You look at John Elway, that's a Hall of Fame quarterback. When I look at Eli Manning... As I stated in my piece that went up on WEI.com Thursday, 5 reasons why I believe Eli Manning is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. Moments ago, you said, I believe the words were, just look at the facts, which I will also, which I've looked at, stated, and would like to represent, not represent, but represent, if you will, for yourself and everyone listening right now. Eli Manning, yes, he did go on 2 epic postseason runs. He's 8-4 in the postseason, 2 4-win runs that culminated in defeats of... the greatest quarterback and greatest head coach in the history of the NFL. Okay, that fine and dandy. Yep, you robbed my dreams twice and pretty much threw 2 great passes, and that's what got you 2 Super Bowl MVPs, which I believe, if we're just being fair, in my estimation, watched a couple football games, he should not have been MVP of either game.
I agree.
The MVP of Super Bowl 42 should have either been Michael Strahan or Justin Tuck, and the MVP of Super Bowl 46, hands down, should have been Justin Tuck because he had a much greater impact on that game.
I agree.
I believe than Eli Manning did. Eli Manning in the regular season, a career 500 quarterback. He's a 500 pitcher. We've heard talk all week long about the Baseball Hall of Fame. If you're a 500 pitcher, are you getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
As a 500 quarterback.
If Ruth and you're related to Babe Ruth, then you probably would.
Okay, maybe whatever your last name was. If it's a last name of legacy, sure. His last name is Manning. I believe that last name alone, and I don't believe nepotism beyond getting the draft day trade is why Eli got those opportunities or earned his way to two Super Bowl wins. I don't think his last name matters as much as the last name on the back of the jersey that he twice defeated. If his last name is Dilfer, here's what I want to say about the names. Oh, and by the way, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 times he led the NFL in interceptions. 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions. That is an exact 3-2 touchdown to interception ratio. That sucks. 60% completion percentage, 125 fumbles in his career. So he basically had a turnover for every touchdown that he orchestrated because he only had 7 rushing touchdowns. On top of it all, forget the eye test, because as you watched his ducks flutter in Dreddo Life Stadium, or Jet Life Stadium as you like to call it now, did you ever say to yourself, man, that's one of the 5 best quarterbacks I'm watching play right now?
No.
Probably not.
No.
But the name on the back of his jersey, if it was Dilfer, if it was Johnson, if it was any other sort of middling NFL quarterback's last name, and he still wins 2 Super Bowls, is he getting in? No. Want to know why? Jim Plunkett would like to have a couple words in the back. He wasn't that great. He won 2 Super Bowls. He'll never see Canton, Ohio, the gold jacket, or bronze bust. And on top of it all, the most important name in Eli Manning's career wasn't Strahan, wasn't Tuck. Didn't hear him thank any of those people yesterday.
He never played with any Hall of Famers.
Didn't hear him thank David Tyree, nor his helmet, nor that incredible catch yesterday, which he should have in his farewell speech. Most important name in Eli Manning's career, Brady. He defeated Tom Brady in 2 Super Bowls, and that's why everyone thinks he deserves to go to the Hall of Fame.
That's not true, because he did give credit to those wide receivers when he was commenting back on the Tom Brady Instagram post, that he said, hey, you know, it was really great on a long career.
I appreciate
that. I really wish you didn't win those 2 Super Bowls. And he gave credit to Tom for how competitive Tom was about him. And then
Which was good. That was fun. Brady played that perfectly. I don't think Brady played that too salty at all. He congratulated him and then said he wished he didn't win him. And then our boy Teddy Bruschi, who we were just talking about the fabulous career and lovely looks of earlier, wrote, me too, bro. Me too. And I was like, oh, Teddy, now I'm getting the feels because I feel bad for you.
Even though he's got three Super Bowls.
The grand sum of things,
I understand what you're saying. And statistically, he was a 500 quarterback, but he made it count when it mattered the most. 2-time Super Bowl MVP.
He had two or three good passes.
75% tops. Completion percentage in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. That is fourth all time. When it comes down to it, what does the NFL love? Bloated,
drugs.
Overdrawn stats. He's 7th all time in passing touchdowns, completions.
He's a compiler.
Pro Bowlers.
The greatest ability is availability.
He was Mr. Durability. You want to talk, you know, Cal Ripken talk. I mean, 16 years. He never missed a start because of injury. And he was the namesake of one of the NFL's founding father franchises. What is on the NFL football, Fitzy? It says the Duke. It's named after
John Wellington Mara.
It's named after him, which is the owner of the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Giants are NFL royalty themselves. And because of that, and I'm sorry, and people can say this all they want,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get overruled by many, many people because of all these factors of legacy and Mannings, and there will be many more Mannings
right.
to come, and Peyton will come in, and I mean, like, he'll vouch for his brother, and I mean,
oh,
like,
hooray.
It's,
yes, I understand. Of course, he's going to get in because of the name on the jersey and the name on the jersey he defeated.
It doesn't. I mean, the fact that obviously, we needed to give Eli this conversation our due,
right.
but I mean, I just feel really bad for New York fans. What are they doing now, crying into their tissue box that Eli Manning is retired and Derek Jeter is in the Hall of Fame? What do they have left for themselves?
Yes, I know. And every Sopranos loving pasta sauce covered New York Post writer right now is crying into his keyboard and or the typewriter he kept around to seem like a legitimate journalist because they don't have anything else to talk about. Text line weighing in. We've got full phones, too. Thank you guys for jumping in. 978 texter. Hey, how about Jim Plunkett? That's what I said earlier. He had actually more INTs to touchdowns, but If winning two Super Bowls is all you need to put down in your application to get into the Hall of Fame, then there you go. My favorite one is the 401. Eli Hall of Fame talk. Oh, God, save me. Please, AB, violate your terms of bail ASAP. Sorry, this is just what's going on. This is what happens when the Patriots aren't in the playoffs or going to the Super Bowl. It's Pro Bowl weekend, and I'm not ready for that. Fitzy, who the hell cares? Don't talk about it. It's mediocre, just like you're a mediocre talk show host and comedian. Thank you very much, 860. Love you, Connecticut. Yes, Hall of Fame. 117 and 117 is not very good at all, says the 978. And, yeah, so everyone's pretty much split about this. Yes, Eli won a playoff game. Thank you, 603. Eli won a playoff game in just 2 of 16 seasons. In 14 other seasons, he didn't win one. He took the Giants to the playoffs 4 other times and was a one-and-done-ski both times. One-and-done-ski, Courtney. Just saying. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. And I know
you
my
have your facts.
My rundown was
my
just
facts.
The stats, man.
Why don't we ask a couple people who are on the line?
We will check in with our full phone bank here on WEI. It is the Oddballs. No Patrick Gilroy. Today it is the Fitzy and Fallon Show. Your call, 617-779-7937. After I read you stuff you already know that's on a piece of paper in front of me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
I choose to leave this game with only positive memories. Why harp on the not-so-proud moments? Where's the value in that? If there are going to be endless echoes, choose the good ones. For now, I'll focus on the touchdowns, the wins, celebrations with teammates, family, and friends, and sharing a cold beer in the back of a bus after a big game. And to the Giants fans, you are definitely unique, but I love you for that. I'm walking away today feeling like a New Yorker, well, at least a Northeasterner. And that says a lot about a guy from New Orleans who went to Ole Miss.
California will be a welcome sight for these weary eyes. I'm saying Eli Manning basically had the gusto and performance quality of somebody who was in the cast of Waiting for Guffman.
What delivery? Not Mr. Personality.
I think we can all comfortably say that Peyton, amongst all the quarterbacks,
oh, he is so funny.
Better than Roethlisberger, better than Rivers.
I would look forward to him being on SNL. Do you remember his SNL sketches?
I do not feel bad at all as one of the most proud card carrying members of Brady Nation, one of the biggest TB12 fans. I mean, I made a cottage industry and ended up at this place, for God's sakes, over my nonstop, incessant, borderline criminal adoration for Tom Brady. We can all say Peyton Manning greater than sign Tom Brady in terms of like
comedians
on screen charisma and, and comedy chops.
I just
I think Brady's gotten much better, but that first decade, his first SNL in 05.
Oh, what, with the sexual harassment sketch?
Yeah, like when he's like walking around the tidy whities in front of Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. But otherwise,
Here's the thing.
Peyton's got it.
Peyton's one of those guys. You know what?
Peyton's got that on screen swag.
Regrettably, I haven't seen his ESPN Plus because I don't.
Peyton's Places?
I don't apply. Yeah, I haven't seen it because I don't want to pay extra money to ESPN at like $1 billion.
You don't password share? Should I not say that on the public airwaves?
You should just give me your password so I can watch it.
Why don't we get together
Peyton
sometime?
Peyton is one of those guys that anytime he's on TV, you know, like you think someone's so funny that like you immediately are already like on the edge of your seat ready to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, when you do a comedy show.
Oh, that's not what the text line says. We have a contentious debate already brewing here in the first half an hour of the Oddballs, but it's not the Oddballs with Gilroy and Fitzy. It is Fitzy and Fallon here on EEI. We would love to take your calls at 617-779-7937. The text line is split. Oh, by the way, you can also crawl into our mentions. I am at Fitzy. Well, isn't that the way to say it? I don't want people sliding in my DMs, but they can crawl into my mentions.
I know, because you're a married man.
I'm at Fitzy GFY, and of course you are.
Slide into your mentions. Crawl into your mentions.
Crawl into my... Just take it at a snail's pace. Crawl into my mentions. Slide into my DMs.
What do babies do? Like, they like roll over? Like tummy time?
Yeah, they kind of roll. You can tummy time into my mentions if you want. You can amble if you're feeling it, because it's one of those days. It's rainy outside. Everyone's kind of in a mood today. I'm at Fitzy GFY, and Courtney, you are?
Courtney Fallon _.
There it is. Yes. Did someone else have that?
Yeah.
Who sits down on someone else's name just to be a jerk?
The long and short of the story.
Drew's laughing. Drew, are you a name squatter?
It's probably somebody else's name.
No, it's someone else's. Okay.
Screw her.
I told this story a million times. Like, get this straight.
How dare she be named Courtney Fallon?
Right. And it was funny when I was doing the Josh.
People
McDaniel,
do that though. People squat on names and then like,
hey, I'll sell it to you for $500.
I'm sorry. Courtney Fallon is the most Irish name ever. My father gave me a nice.
You are the least Irish looking person I've ever met.
I am a Russian Jew. Like, in an Irish
You literally look
name.
Like you just took like a space pod from Tel Aviv here.
Yeah.
And you're telling me
Middle
you have the
Eastern,
most Irish name ever.
I don't know. I'm like a mutt, as my mom said.
That's why you work on Friday nights with.
Yeah. Oh. Ba-dum-ching. Okay. The story was there's a girl from Chelmsford. Very nice. I've actually become friends with her. She had the name Courtney Fallon at the time when I first started my career. I was like, you know, Fallon 87
or 13,
whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyways, I had reached out to her when I got the job in Miami and I said, I really want the name. Like, hey, I see that you're a Clemson. Can I give you $200? I'll buy you a couple cases of beer. She just didn't respond. She didn't respond at
Wait,
all.
Wait, someone
like
who
years.
Went to Clemson did not take the offer of $200
and
several cases of beer to Twitter name swap?
And so she didn't answer.
What
so
world
then
is
when
this?
So then when I made it to NFL Network and after I left NBC in Miami and I was like, whatever. I did Jenny Dell, you know, former Red Sox Island reporter.
Oh,
she does
delightful
the,
human.
Yeah.
Wife of Middlebrooks.
She had the _ after. So I said, I'll do that. So then when I, you know, went on NFL Network, the girl's like, oh my God, all these people are yelling at me and asking me if Gronk is going to play, you know,
See?
Like, and I was like, I go, girl,
should have taken the 200 in the beer. Yeah.
She's like, oh my God. So, I mean, that's the story. I tell it a million times.
Your call's here again at 617-779-7937. If your name is Courtney Fallon, it's best that you cede the names to the appropriate one here in the studio. Otherwise, those mentions that are going to be crawled into or tummy-timed are going to be a nightmare. We will take, on line three, Drew, let's take Bill in the car. Bill, welcome to the Oddballs with Fitzy and Fallon. What's happening, buddy?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, man, we're living that dream, baby.
Hey, as only we can, right?
Yes.
I hope you're not stuck in too much traffic today. It could get rainy. Nasty.
No, I'm up around Newburyport right now, so it's not bad.
Nice.
Oh, good times.
Scenic drive.
Good times.
What's on your mind?
So, you know, if everyone's going to say Eli should be in, then there should be no argument whatsoever for Julian Edelman being in the
absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm all in
Bill.
On that.
Bill, apparently it is raining knowledge in Newburyport.
Why not?
They're serving intelligence at the local cafe.
Julian Edelman in the hall.
No, he's been a very good regular season wide receiver, but he has been one of the best postseason wide receivers of all time.
Terrible.
Now, Bill, may I also point out that he has not just been one of the best, a three-time Super Bowl champion, someone who has caught meaningful passes in all three of those Super Bowl wins he's appeared in. How many have they won when he wasn't there? Zero. But he's got three Super Bowl wins. He's a Super Bowl MVP, just like Eli is. I believe, actually, Julian earned it last year in 53, whereas I still think Tuck and Strahan should have gotten Eli's MVPs. Julian Edelman is the second greatest, according to stats and numbers, the second most active and statistically ranked postseason receiver in NFL history, trailing only by numbers alone, if that's how we're going to judge it, Jerry Rice. That's pretty good company right there.
I mean, you look at the numbers, and here's
enjoy
the thing.
Enjoy that Newburyport. Thanks for the call,
Bill. Listen, I'm 33 years old.
What are you doing giving out your age on the radio?
No, Julian. I'm talking about Julian.
I was going to say, everyone thinks you're 27 and single forever.
I'm making a case for Julian Edelman. 33 years old, 11, 12 years in the league.
Right.
And this is a guy.
Clutch, durable.
I know, but not even that. 100
continuing
catches,
the definition of
100
the
catches,
slot receiver.
1,100 yards this late. And now we're going to start looking at numbers. And looking at the longevity of Julian's career as we get, you know, into the late autumn of what is going to be the last few years, hopefully longer, of Julian's career here, possibly in New England, possibly somewhere else. We're going to start comparing how good he is as a wide receiver later in life and putting up those numbers like next to Larry Fitzgerald. Like, these are the numbers. I saw a stat the other day about the numbers and the productivity of certain wide receivers late in their careers.
I say productivity, but I digress.
What did I say?
Productive.
Productivity. 34, 35, 36. Mm-hmm. He's capable of going the distance.
And Edelman?
How many
more years do you honestly think he has? I mean, they stretched him out too far this year because...
Him and Amendola, I would say 2.5.
They can each probably bang out two more seasons?
Two more.
All right, we'll get to Dole a little bit later because he was on ESPN yesterday. He said some slightly revealing things, and I think there was a groundswell of support, as there has been for a while, to bring Danny back home. We have time for one more quick call because, as they like to say in radio, we are up against it. Uh-huh. Let's go to line 5, Drew. Eric in New Hampshire. Eric in the 603. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the Oddballs with Fitzy and Fallon.
Good afternoon, Fitz. Good afternoon, Courtney. A couple quick points about Eli Manning. I sort of disagree with you, Fitz. You think the most important name for Eli Manning's Hall of Fame resume is Tom Brady. I think it's his brother's name. I think they are royalty, and I think he's going to get in on Peyton's back. Number two, I think somebody tweeted this out. I can't remember who. I don't believe Eli Manning has ever received one single MVP vote.
That is correct.
Since he's been in the league. Okay, well, I mean, what
that is correct.
Say? Okay.
Did not ever receive. He only went to the playoffs in 6 of 16 seasons for a quote-unquote Hall of Famer. He never looked the part to me, had those two epic runs, zero MVP considerations, not a single regular season MVP vote.
Here's the thing. I mean, we can go down the list and the pros and the cons and continue this for the next.
We can bring up the old quarterbacks like Fouts and Bradshaw.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at the text line. I'm just going to give a credit to the listeners of WEI, not me crunching numbers on my computer. Yeah, there's a lot of mediocre quarterbacks. 500 quarterbacks.
So is it the position then?
Dan Fouts, 86, 84. I mean, exactly. It is the position. It's the namesake. It's who he played for. If you want to talk numbers, two rings, why hasn't Dan Marino, why haven't these people gone into the Hall of Fame?
Right.
He has the rings. He's seventh all time in passing yards, 57,000 passing yards, 366 passing touchdowns, nearly 5,000 completions. The NFL loves numbers. Bloated number. I mean, you put that on a plaque, and when all these things get added up,
as many turnovers as touchdowns.
Well, I mean, but they overlook it when you have just. I mean, again, mediocre quarterbacks like Dan Fouts, 86 and 84 to 242 interceptions. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. I know. Okay. But this is what makes it a fun sports radio discussion.
It's fun.
This is why it's a great bargument, and that's why we're here today.
But, I mean, Eli's just
we don't have any boom sauce in the studio. If somebody wants to maybe, send us over a little, we could probably use it because Fallon and I are going to be going at it all day today. Your calls, your text messages, hit us up on the text line 37937. And, of course, we welcome your calls at 617-779-7937. Back with more hot takes and nonsense right after this break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
More of what you want to hear, The Oddballs, with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
Objectively, Eli Manning had one of the great careers in the history of the sport. He's in the top 10 in practically every statistical category. As D. Wood said, he never got hurt. And you're acting as though every quarterback who's in the Hall of Fame is Joe Montana.
Right.
If you compare his career to many of the quarterbacks who are in the Hall of Fame, it is vastly superior. He beat Tom Brady when Brady was 18-0. He beat Aaron Rodgers on the road when Rodgers was 15-1. And I played them both in those games. He beat Brett Favre, as you mentioned. I played him on the road. I think the best team he ever had, and in which I think he would have won another Super Bowl, would got derailed by the fact that his wide receiver shot himself in the leg in a nightclub in New York City. That was the best team the Giants have had since basically the Bill Parcells teams. So I think that we are underselling how good Eli Manning was.
Underselling how great Eli Manning was.
That's a New York guy talking for New York people.
What
right
a
there,
surprise.
On a national stage.
Just when the combination of Dan Orlovsky, Bobby Carpenter, Dominique Foxworth had me thinking that maybe Get Up was becoming some reasonably watchable programming, blocked. Un-DVR'd. You're out. I will say this. This is Fitzy and Fallon in on the oddballs here on WEEI 617-779-7937. Okay. If Greeny's going to say that, Courtney.
New York is the number one market in the country.
Yes, I know.
They're playing up to the bosses.
Legitimately believes that. I know Greeny. I believe Greeny is a Jets fan.
He's a New York guy.
One of the greatest careers of all time.
I'm not surprised. And I'm not, you know.
Bobby Carpenter was on that show later, the former linebacker for the Cowboys. And played for a couple other teams, and he said objectively, he's not one of the great players. Not everyone agrees with you there, Greeny. I'll just put this. There's a piece that I referenced in my Eli Manning piece that you can read now, 5 Reasons Eli is Not a Hall of Fame Quarterback on WEEI.com. I referenced a piece that's on NFL.com, Courtney, where they polled 20 NFL.com writers, NFL Network on-air talents, etc., which you were for a while as well. I thought you did a fantastic job. I'll read you this one right here. Steve Smith Sr. Ice up, son. Ice up. Steve Smith says, Eli Manning will get into the Hall of Fame, so what I think feels irrelevant. Voters are trying to cultivate a case for Eli to get in based on 2 fluke plays, and I don't think that case is good enough to get him in. Based on the culmination of Eli's career, he shouldn't be considered, quote, a great.
I love
your
Steve
thoughts?
Smith. I love him.
Ice up, son.
But you know what? When it comes down to it, he has 2 rings. Like, those 2 fluke plays got him 2 rings over the greatest dynasty in all of sports. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, he defeated them, and one of them was the undefeated season. They were minutes away from going 19-0, only team in NFL history to
catch
do that.
The ball, Asante!
I agree with Steve Smith 100%, but because he has 2 rings, it's like, the diamonds are blinding you. He's going to get in.
How about Joe Theismann? Jim Plunkett.
Okay.
Just saying. All right. Your call, 617-779-7937. We've got dissenting opinions all across our full phone bank, but we'll make room for you. Let's take line 3, Drew. Let's squeeze a couple in before we get to the second hour. Let's take Alex and Dova. Alex and Dova, come on over. You're on the Oddballs with Fitzy and Fallon. What's up, guy?
Yes, hi. I think you're both right. I think, Fritz, you're right on the merits. On the merits, he does not belong in the Hall of Fame. But Fallon's right because he's got the name, New York market. He had the 2 Super Bowl rings, and he doesn't have any enemies in the media. So I think you're both right, but I think he gets in. Just one quick thought on Brady. They asked him after every game if he was satisfied with the offense. He never once said he was. He's got 1 or 2 years left. I don't think he's going to come back and endure what he had to endure this year with, you know, basically it was a vaudeville act, 3 Stooges, with receivers having balls go off their face mask, hitting them, you know, in the rear section, in the rib cage, falling down. I mean, it really, if you take a look at the whole season with the offense blocking downfield and a critical thing, it was a vaudeville act, and I don't think he's going to put up with that anymore.
We lost him.
Drew.
A lot.
He got in the vaudeville line. I'm happy about that. By the way, anyone who wants to reference vaudeville, you are always welcome on the Odd Box.
That might be a decade too late for me.
It's far more than a decade too old. But I'll just say the old clown shows in the Catskills.
No.
No? Nothing?
No.
You didn't ever take a vacation like where they did Dirty Dancing? Nobody puts Fallon in a corner?
I did. No. I did spend many summers in Maine. Maine was where I grew up, second home.
Oh, yeah. Algonquin?
Yeah. No. Freiburg.
Okay.
Freiburg.
This is great radio.
Yes.
All right. We're going to hit it. We're going to hit on the Brady thing a lot in the second hour, but I know you got a quick take you want to deliver.
Well, I mean, excuse me. I said this again last night with Mott. There's really... I think when it push comes to shove, I think the Patriots are going to be very active in the next few weeks. When you hit maybe like middle of February through the end of February, a lot of the problem with the Patriots offense and personnel wise last year was because they let Rob Gronkowski slip under their radar and take his sweet ass time deciding whether he was going to retire or not and pulling their chain. It affected and trickled down to a lot of the offers and contract decisions that they had to make for personnel, not only as it to replace him as a tight end, but a lot of the it ruined
Jared Cook would be on the Patriots.
It ruined their entire the problems that the Patriots dealt with late in December in that game against the Miami Dolphins that eventually made them play in Wild Card Weekend. It started in April, and you want to backtrack and go back to that?
Don't, because Steph Gilmore might win Defensive Player of the Year.
It doesn't, I feel badly looking at that game, thinking that he blew it. No, it has nothing to do with. That's not what I'm arguing for. I'm not arguing for the defense failing. I'm arguing for the fact that the Patriots didn't have ample personnel to pull themselves throughout the season, and I think that Bill Belichick is. At least needs to follow in his sword a little bit over here, you know? And I think this year is going to be very different because the Patriots sure as hell are not going to put themselves in that situation.
Once again,
they're going to go hard on it and they're going to commit.
That's a really, really good point. And I think I think this is sort of in line, Courtney, with what Adam Schefter was saying earlier this week, that the Patriots are not going to allow themselves to feel as though in free agency and with personnel decisions that they're over the proverbial barrel over a planet player, as Tommy Kern and Phil Perry like to call them. And that's what they are. Gronk was last year, and they got hamstrung waiting for Gronk's decision, and then they didn't have an adequate replacement plan.
Yep.
And when it comes to Tom, even though he may want to feel the sweet luxuries and freedom and all the adoration that comes with free agency, they may not have that in their timeline. And I want to get into that in the second hour. Plus, we'll take a few more of your calls on the Eli Manning topic. We got Eli on the table. Tom Brady, will he or won't he? You're with Fitzy and Fallon here on the Oddballs on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Hour 2 coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.